Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza daf Memhei, and we continue here in the last parak of Maseches Beitza, the fifth parak, and discussing various issues of Yisuri Derabanan. As we said, we're commenting on the Mishnah that had the list of all the activities, the three categories, the Isser Mishum Shvus, Isser Mishum Rishus, and Isser Mishum Mitzvah, all the different categories of activities that we've had. We spoke about the Shvisas Behema a little bit, and the last point that we mentioned was about the Isser of Shat, right? One is was not allowed to float or make a raft. And we said that doesn't only mean if a person himself floats, or even if pushing away something in the water that's floating or bringing it close, that also, and we mentioned the Halakha Shulchan Aruch that's quoted based on this Gemara about pushing away splinters in the water or dirt in the water. That was that. Okay, so let's continue. So now we're up to the next thing of a low next category of activities. Velo misapkin, velo metapkin, velo meraktin. All the extensions of a music. Misapkin, metapkin. So what are misapkin and metapkin? What are all these activities? So velo misapkin, says the Gemara, sipuk shuhu mechamaso. Misapkin, sipuk, is a type of banging one's hand out of anger. Shehu mechamaso, out of anger, right? Says the Karmadeida, ba machmas ka'as veroges. So that's what's not allowed. Where do we see sipuk in that context? Kamoda atamar, like it says, by Balak. Vayicharav Balak el Bilam, vayispok es kapav. Right, and he banged his hand. Right, if you look in the Charedim points out that Rashi on our Mishnah does not say that. Rashi says that Sipuk is, as we translated it, you know, banging one's hand on one's leg. And the next one is clapping, what we call hand on hand. But the Rashi gives a different pshat. V'nira explains the Charedim. Devade ha-Yerushalmi namimo d'asr. The Yerushalmi also agrees that this would be asr d'rabanan, banging the hand on the leg. To make some music, to have bahanami ikalamechas l'tikun kleishir, because that's also included in the gzeira derabanan of kleishir, as we said, not just musical instruments, but the extension of that, and that is any type of hashma'as kol ella rabusa ashmi'inan. But the Gerushalmi is just adding in another activity that's aser. Diafilu sipa kafe lekaf bechema vakas aser. Not only banging on the leg, but even out of anger. Avagav de kivan de lo avid lesimcha leka lemigdal tikkun kleishir. Even though it shouldn't be included, right? Somebody's banging because they're upset about something. It's not because it shouldn't be included in the kleishir. To lo plug rabbanim b'lsaya. Once the rabbanan aser dashmo askol, then it will be Ashma's call for any reason, according to this day of the Yerushalmi. So that's Sipuk, Shehu Mechamaso, out of anger, as the Pasuk says by Balak. Volo Betapchin, back to the Gemara, what's Tipuch? Tipuach Shehu Lirtzono. Tipuach is no, that's where it's done out of Simcha, clapping. So clapping would be included in the Issur Rabbanan of Hashmas Kol on Shabbos or Yantif, which again flows from the Issur of the Issur Rabbanan of musical instruments. Rabbi Yona, v'chavraya, chadam ar hachin shari v'hachin usher. One of them said, well, if you do it this way, it's mutter, this way, it's usher. What's this way and this way? If one does it in a shinui way, if one claps and bangs the back of their hand, right? Clapping in a shinui way, so this first rabbi said, that's mutter, and in the normal way is usher. Right, the carbon A, the hachin shari, la'achore yadav shari, avokadarko usher. The charana amar bein achud bein achud aser. The other one said, no, even in an unusual way, it would be aser. So that's a machlokes between Reb Yona and Chavraya. V'lo yadim, the man amar do, man amar do. We weren't sure who said what. Which opinion said, it's mutter if you do it in an unusual way. Which one, said, no, that's also included in the aser. Min mad amar Reb Yona, Reb Yona, who is one of these, protagonists for the fact that Reb Yona once said, Is havi savin biyominan? There were some elders in our day. Vahavin metapchin lacharei yedei b'shuvsa. They used to bang their hands and clap in an unusual way, in a shidui way on Shabbos. Again, which is the iser d'rabbanan in an unusual way. So havi du amar. So it must be do. Rabbi Yona is the one that says hachin shari v'hachin aser. So it must be he's the one that says that it is mutter to be done in an unusual way. Again, what does that mean? It means that it was never included in the gzeira. Oh, gzeira is shemi yisakein. But once you do it in an unusual way, that was never included in the low plug of Shema Yisaki. Rebbe Havi Masav Rebbe Shimon Bray. One time Rebbe was marrying off his son Rebbe Shimon Vavi, and then it was Shabbos Shever Brachis Vavi Betapchin LaAchora Yadayim B'Shuvsa, and they were begging with the back of their hands, where they were clapping in the unusual way. Over a mayor, so a mayor passed by the Shabbakol. A mayor passed by during the singing, and he heard from inside that they were banging, and he heard them clapping, even in a backhanded way. Amar Rabbi Oseinu Hutra B'Shabbos. What's going on here? What's this Hatayr Machabbos? What has Shabbos just been hutard? See the Karbon Eida Bitmiya V'chi Hutar L'Chalal Shabbos. The Savar Amir Dafilu B'Acharei Yadav Asur L'Tabeh. Because your mayor held like the opinion that even backhanded, you know, one is not allowed to clap. Shama Rebbe Kalei. So from inside, Rebbe heard the exclamation outside of somebody, you know, saying that they're doing something wrong. Amar, mi who's there? Shabala Redo Seidu B'Toch Peseidu. Right? Says the, say Rebbe, who is that's ranking on us? Lerado Seidu, right? They're literally to rule over us. The Karbana Eda Liyaser Osanu, who is the one that is, saying things about us? The Istami, or a different version. Hakia, but this is what he said. Mi huzeh Shabal Litsan Enu. B'toch b'seido, litzaneido, the word latzanua, lahatzniya, to hide. What does that mean? That means to put us in chayrim. Because when somebody's in chayrim, they have to hide by themselves. So who is the one that's screaming at us that say, if you, right, because we know that one of the Rambam Lissuof, I think, in Hilchos Tamei Torah, the 24 reasons, 24 actions that put somebody in chayrim, so one of them is over al divrei rabbanon. Somebody violates the words of the Rabbanan. So that's what Rebbe is saying. That's what this person outside, who's saying this? Who passed by? So Shama Rebbe Meir Kalev Arak. Rebbe Meir heard that Rebbe said that inside, and Rebbe Meir ran away. Rebbe Meir ran away. Pnei Moshe, the Rebbe Shahaya Shama Rebbe Meir Kalev Rebbe Shahaya Kois Al Kach V'Arak Misham. He wasn't interested in getting into any argument with Rebbe, so he was running away. Right, we haven't had Agarata in a long time. This is halachic Agarata. Nafkin Pirye Basre Mafri. They're running, and Pirye is a lotion of running. They were running, and the Talmidim were running after Rebbe, running. Afrach Ruche, and all of a sudden, the wind blew. Pikla Bikalia Me Al Kadle Dremeir. The wind blew and moved the pikle, that was some type of like a scarf that Remeir had on his neck, some type of a maybe turban, and the wind blew off his head covering. Odik Rebbe min Kavsa, Rebbe looked out the window, the Chami Kadlej Remeir min Achore, and he saw, it was Remeir. You know, he saw Remeir's back. He saw Remeir's neck. Amar, and he says, he said after that event, Lo Zachis Ana La Oraisa, the only reason I was zochet to anything in Torah, Ella begin to chamis kadlej Remeir min Achore. I saw the back of Remeir's neck. I was able to see Remeir's neck, and that itself was inspired me. See the Pnei Moshe al derech, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, v'haya einecha roos marecha. Right, your eyes should see your teachers. Shebekach atazoche l'maor hachachma shel haTorah. If one sees, right, the teacher and the Talmud sees the Rebbe, so that itself is inspiring. One other story like this, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yitzchak, Treyon Amrin, they both said, these brothers-in-law, and Rabbi Talmud and themselves, Anan lo zachina la'oraisa, we weren't zoche in Torah, ela begin to chaminon, etzba'asei de Rebbe. We saw, they were early Amoram, we saw the finger of Rebbe, min gulgi kandidei, sticking out of his sleeve. Meaning, we were able to see, you know, a little bit of Rebbe, and that itself was, inspired us. So what is this? So one might say this is, metaphysical, you know, somehow connecting. There's a line in the Rav Dessler, in the Mechtam Elio, just one line in Chelek Aleph, where he says, Ki hayotzi min halev nichnas lalev bederech hateva, v'kol tzadik b'maisof apnimiyim, v'hargashas levavo yif'ol memela al roav. Somehow, and he quotes, and this is Gemara Erev in the Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel also, right, that he says, one of the Amoram, I think it was Rebbe also, V'haida, difna mechavroi, d'ra'isi l'Rebbe me'achorai. Right, if I would have seen it, I saw his back, but if I would have seen his front, I would have been even more inspired. Some type of metaphysical activity. V'chai Shmolevitz, in the Sichas Musar, he says, the more one sees a Rebbe, the more that there's a connection between the Rebbe and the Talmud, And that brings the Talmud into the world of the Rebbe. And that's how it's more inspiring. It says the Sichas Mesvis in Maimar Mem Aleph. Vadvarm Sorichin Biur. Ma inyan zeshal Re'iyas Rabba. What does this mean? Umamo Elis Re'iyazu. How does this, seeing help? Shal Yada Yiha Talmud Mechuta Tvei. Right? Through this, Re'iya, the Talmud would be sharper. You want to say Gedolah Shimusha Yosef Eli Muda, the Gemara in Brachas, the first parak. So you service a Rebbe, you get something out of it. But here you just happen to see a Rebbe walking by. Right, just seeing the Rebbe, ubebir davar zeh nira. So he says, re'iyah creates a connection. Right, it said the pasuk says by the end of Bereishis, ve'ene Yisrael kavdu mizoken. Yaakov's eyes, right, he couldn't see anymore. Oyuchal leros vayigashe osam elav vayishak lohem vayichabek lohem. And Svarno says there, lo yuchal leros. He couldn't see them, so it was harder for him to transfer the bracha to his grandchildren. So he gave them a hug and a kiss. Why? So that he could be connected with his grandchildren. What do you see from there? The more he was able to see, that connected their souls. So he says, this is what Re'iyas Rabba is. Because through Re'iya, so then the Rebbe and the Talmud are connected. And that's a way that there could be the Hashpa'a, Derech the Rebbe, coming to the world, there can be connection to the Talmud. And then he says, maybe, this is not the Pashup shot, but maybe we're at the Gemara in Erevin that we just quoted, where one of the Tanaim said, right, I saw a Rebbe from the back. I saw a Meir from the back, like our Gemara. If I would have seen it from the front, wow. So maybe what that means is, from the back, I saw him, but he didn't see me. If I would have seen him from the front, what does that mean? If we would have both seen each other. If he would have seen me also. He says, suggest maybe that's what it means. There's a tremendous bracha and hashpah that comes derech the Rebbe, and if the Talmud connects to that Rebbe, so then the hashpah goes to him also. Okay, so there's definitely something metaphysical, but also maybe something, you know, understandable. The more that we're in a shir, the more when we connect to our Rebbeim, so then the more hashpa and inspiration that would have, even just seeing a Rebbe. Sometimes we all know people that inspire us, and just seeing them could be, inspirational. Okay. Audio, video, you know, it's, okay. Okay, weiter. Velomaraktin. So we spoke about the first two of Sipuk and Tipuk, and now Meraktin. Meraktin. So the diak of the Gemara is going to be that rikud, some type of dancing of rikud is going to be asur derabanan, but kiputz, some type of jumping is not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's mutter. What there is between rikud and kiputz? Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chuda, kiputz, okr shtei raglav ka'achatz. Kiputz is you jump, both legs go in the air at once. That's allowed. Rikud, okr achas, umeniach achas. Okr, rikud is one up and one down. Right, so that's what is the normal way of dancing, I guess, and that's what was included in the Gzeira. Amar Ebelazar, kol mashmiye kol asur b'shabbos. So we're going to get into some important halacha l'maisa. Any type of sound, what if I just want to get your attention? What if I'm at a Sheva Brachas, I bang on the table, right, what about a chazin that goes shh, right, or the gabai to get everybody quiet? That's hashmas kol. That's going to be asur. Or you might say, what if he bangs on the bima? Right, so he bangs on the bima, and that's to get quiet. Any type of hashmas kol is going to be asur. So as we're going to see here, it's a machlokas. Machlokas. Amoran. Amar Abelazar. Kol mashmiyei kol asur b'shabbos. Any type of hashmas kol. Any type of hashmas kol. Mr. Baruch Hel Gimel. Any type of hashmas kol is going to be asur derabanan on Shabbos. We add in the word amar. Amar Rev Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Saba. Right, this added in that word. Saba makusha de kirishta chadata. My grandfather was the shul banger. The shul banger. He went to people's houses, and maybe we're familiar with this from old stories in Europe about the slichus guy, the gabbai that goes around banging. So my grandfather was the makush. He was the banger. Right, meaning that's mutter. as if he's not doing it for a musical, you're just doing it to wake people up, right? So machlokes and Erevin also. So then that would be allowed. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Ches, Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Lamed Ches, discusses this type of, noise. So the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, we're in the middle of the sugi, but let's just read. Hashmoas kol bekli shir usser. Right? Only bekli shir. With a musical instrument, it's going to be usser. Ava lahakish al hadeles. So knocking on somebody's door. You go somewhere for Shabbos lunch. Ava lahashmoas lahakish al hadeles. Vayotzi bazeh kisha eino derech shir mutter. The Shulchan Aruch passes, that's allowed. That's allowed if it's just banging for other, reasons. Vechein im lo avin maisa shari. Right? And if you don't do a ma'isav alachain, this is the Ramah. You're allowed to whistle on Shabbos. Elu shekaran lechavreimu mitzafsifim befiim, kibot tzipor. Mutter lasoza b'Shabbos. Right? That's the mutter. The Ramah does say, v'asol hakos b'Shabbos al adelas b'taba'as hakavua, if there is a door knocker. There's a door knocker, not so common these days, but, we all remember. Right? Ava b'sheino mechavein l'shir mikol makom ho v'hakli miyuchad l'kach aser. So Rama says, if it's made to make sound, that could be aser d'rabbanan. V'lachid aser l'shabish l'hakos al adelas l'kro l'beis ha-kneses. Right, with what's made to make al yidei ha-kli miyuchad l'kach. Elamaka biyado al adelas, right, just on the, just using your hands. So back to the, again, different opinions in our Gemara. So Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said that my grandfather was the banger. So don't say it's usher. Reb Leil Bar Ellis Makish Al Kisa used to bang on a chair to get people's attention. Rev Ila Ani Besidra. One time Rev Ila was late in the Beis Medrash. Remember the Beis Medrash was called the Sidra because they used to learn the Siddharma Mishnayos. Solak Labesa Ashkechun Demichin. So he came back home and he found out that he was, everybody was sleeping. And I guess he was locked out. Right? He didn't want to bang on the door. He was Machmir, I guess, just bang on the door. So Ravale Al Sulma, he went and lied down and slept on the ladder. Begin to Lomakshal Tara Bishuvsa. He didn't want to bang on the gate on Shabbos. So he slept outside that night. Rav Yirmiya, Havi Pasha, and Bray Derbi Imi. One time Rav Yirmiya was learning with the son of Rav Imi. Also, boy mit arta bikaritzta to shuvsa. So, Shabbos is out a day off. So he went to wake up his chavrusa, the son of Rav Imi, on Shabbos morning. Right? Miss arta to wake him up. Bikaritzta. Kritzta is the early morning. Remember the Kimma Yerushalmi that we had back in Brachis? And so they were walking on the Arabel bikaritzta. Right, in the morning, in the early morning, the Shovsa. So what happens? Shori Mekesh Al Ara. So what do you do? So Rabbi Yirmi came and started banging on the door. Hello, where's my Chavrusa? And, Amar Leiser, Rabbi Imi, the father called out and said, Abba, Man Shorilach, who said you were allowed to do that? Right, I guess he wasn't upset that he was asking his son to learn on Shabbos morning, but, banging on the door. He felt it was not allowed. So again, machlokes, but we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, as long as it's not with a kli, and as it's not to make music, so then that would be allowed, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yav Bar Kana, Ba Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Mao Maksha Al Kresa B'Shofsa. Can somebody bang on their belly on Shabbos? So what does this have to do with anything? So many mefarshim say, banging, nothing to do with the Hashmoas Kol issue. This is in terms of refuah B'Shabbos. Right, some type of getting my intestines working, and I bangs a little bit on my lower stomach. Is that an issue of refuah b'Shabbos? Amar lei bechula man sharalach. Right, so bechula. There's always whenever this comes up. This come up earlier in the Masechta. Sometimes chula means whole weekday. Sometimes chula means a chola, an ill, somebody who's sick. So how do you read this line of the Gemara? So we're going to go with the carbon aids shot. Bechula on a weekday man sharalach. He thought the question was that banging or massaging on a lower part of the stomach, but even lower down, lower beneath the belt. And therefore he says, are you allowed to massage or touch there at all? Right? The Gemara says elsewhere that you're not allowed to massage or touch there at all. B'chol b'sharlach, even on a weekday. Right? Look in the Karban Eda. Karban Eda says, da aser b'shem hirur. The kaimalan aser l'aniach yado l'mata mitiburo. The Gemara, the Nita, beginning of the second parak, daf yud gimel. Right? A man is not supposed to, not allowed to touch himself in those places. Again, the post can say, if one's in the bathroom in order to make sure that one, properly, cleanses themselves, so then yes. But in terms of otherwise, then what is not supposed to? So that's what he said. What about a weekday? So Amar Rav, you know, on a weekday would it be a problem? Amar Shmuel bar Rav Duma, Nagin Rabbanan Bechola. No, this is what the Rabbanan did on a weekday. Minatibur Lamalan. As long as they were massaging the stomach above the belly button, that was okay. Minatibur Lamalan. Bibigadav. And if one had to massage lower than the belly button, where it gets closer to the place where Chazal were warned against, so they would do it with a beged. They wouldn't do it directly on the skin. They do it with a beged. But what do you see from here? Says the Charedim. But he said, this is what we did on a weekday. Meaning Mashba on Shabbos, it would all be usher. Right? Even if, we got out of the, Liga, Lahaniach Yado Lamata Mitibura, we got out of that on a weekday using the beged on top. But it sounds like, says the Charedim from Rav Shmuel bar Rav Duma's answer, that on Shabbos that would not be allowed, because that would be some type of refuah included in the issue of refuah. The poskim do say sometimes that if there is something that even, as we know, what's called machal briyim, something that even healthy people do or eat, that's not included in the issur of refuah. Right, if somebody never has soup, but they want to have soup because they have a cold, or somebody we mentioned a few weeks ago, the vitamin tshuva of Rav Moshe, where he says vitamins are mutter because how many people are sick and how many people take vitamins? Vitamins are food, right? They're not medicine. So if there's an activity that also people do, even healthy people do, that can, if somebody takes a power walk on for exercise on Shabbos in their Shabbos clothes, and there's no issue. So is that going to be also Mishum Refua? No, everybody walks, right? So see here too, it could be that if this type of massaging maybe was specifically done for somebody that was mamish, you know, getting the intestines done. You know, sometimes we massage ourselves, not for, just say we have aches and, want to stay loose. So, we're not exactly sure what type of, massaging this was. Okay. Velo Danin. The Mishnah said that now we're in the second category of Rishus. No judge can't do din on Shabbos, right? So again, that was included partly in the Gzeira Shema Yichtov, the Bavli says, because usually after a din Torah, you record in what was decided. So therefore, Gzeira Shema Yichtov. Rav Chizki, Rav Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yevo, Asur, Ladud, Din Imamanis, Be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yevo says that you can't judge even Din Imamanis, right, for sure, Nefashos. That's mentioned elsewhere, but you can't judge on Friday, not just Shabbos, but Friday. Our Mishnah just says Shabbos, which gives the impression that you can on Friday. But Rabbi Vo says you can't on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Why can Dina Mamanis? Dina Mamanis, you're allowed to start and finish the same day, right? Unlike Nefashos, where you have to wait, and that's why you can't judge Nefashos on Friday, because if you're going to convict, you got to wait a day, and then Shabbos, there's no judging on Shabbos. You have to wait another day, and that's Inu Yadin, right? You're delaying the decision. But Mamanis, you can start and finish the same day. So why not? So the Mefarshim explained, covet Shabbos. You're busy at the Bezdin. You're not going to be home to be able to make the kugel and and help out and clean up. You're not going to be focused. That's why you can't. There's no din on Erev Shabbos. So it says the Gemara of Masisa Pliga, but it sounds like from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin there lists off all the differences between Mamanis and Nefashos. Taflamid Beis there lists off Echad Din Mamanis and Nefashos. It goes through many differences. So the Mishnah sounds like it argues why, because the Mishnah there says Lefichach Ein Danin. This is about Nefashos. You can't judge Nefashos. Lo be'Erev Shabbos, v'lo be'Erev Yantif. Right? No, judging nefashos on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Mashma dinin nefashos hadinin mamanis danin. Sounds like you can judge dinin mamanis on Erev. V'tanir b'chia kain danin dinin mamanis b'Erev Shabbos. Avalo dinin nefashos b'Erev Shabbos. Second Rabbi Yavo say that you can't judge dinin nefashos, you can't judge dinin mamanis on Friday. The Mishnah is mashma that you can. Mishnah is mashma that you can. So the Gemara answers, Amri, Kalla halacha v'kalla dvar Torah. Midaraisa, you can. Midaraisa, there's no issue of judging Dinei Mamanis on Friday. But Lamaisa, as we said, because of Kavod Shabbos, we said it is not a good idea, and we don't. Right? The Rambam paskins this way, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph Gimel, the Rambam says Yud Aleph Gimel, in Sanhedrin, Dinei Mamanis. Afal pisha donen oso b'chol yo min ha-Torah, shenem rav v'shaftu asam b'chol eis, Midivrayim Shein Donin be'erev Shabbos. Midrabanan, don't judge an Erev Shabbos. Where does this come from? Kesef Mishnah, Yerushalmi Beitza Perakei. Yerushalmi Beitza Perakei. There it is. Right? That's the, right? And why is it? Because this is, as we said, as part of Kavod, as Kavod Shabbos. There is what to say about judging, right? Judging on Shabbos. What about Dina Nefashis? Or, judging on Shabbos. So why is that also? It's that the Rishonim, based on Chazal, say that's an Issur Daraisa. Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Osechem. Right? Bezer is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. You might say it's an Ase Dechol Lo Saseh. Right? It's a Mitzvah Saseh. No, there's a special din. You're not allowed to light fire. Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Osechem. Parshas Vayakel. The last mitzvah that the Chinuch counts in Sefer Shmos. And, we say that doesn't just mean lighting a fire, but Bezer doing the mitzvah of Srefa, which includes all Mises Bezdin also. All Mises Bezdin is included. So the Lumdis is interesting. But there's a separate Isser de Araisa not to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Why don't you say that there's an Isser of killing on Shabbos, right? So once the Torah is Megala, that you're not allowed to, Bez allowed to kill on Shabbos, doesn't that go back what's called to Ahadri Lisura Kama? Doesn't that just go back to the original Isser? Right, that you're not allowed to kill somebody, so you have to have a separate Lo Saseh in the Torah for this. So that's a good question. Is there any difference between, if Bezdin does put somebody to death on Shabbos, are they violating Lo Saseh Kamalacha? Or is that matired? Because of Asi Docha Lo Saseh, and there's only a new Isser of Lo Savar Weish Bechol Moshe Osecha. Right, so that's an important, discussion. But this is Bezdin is not allowed to, punish on Shabbos or on Yontif, and even Malkus. Malkus would also be included. Rav Soloveitchik had a fascinating suffix. What about knossos? What about knossos? If you say knas inherently, right, well, we know modi b'knas is pater, right? If somebody is modi by kefel and dalav v'hei. Why is that? So, bezdin has to be b'chayev the knas, right? Prior to Mashiach as atzma. Why? So, Rav Soloveitchik explained, men other achrodim, because it has to be an onesh. An onesh has to be given by someone else. If a child knows they did something wrong, they say to the parent, okay, I lose my allowance. But no, the parent has to be monish, right? It has to, for it to be an odesh. So Soloveitchik had a suffix. What about if Bezdin enforces a knas on Shabbos and Yontif? So dealing with money is an Issur Drabanan. Maybe they violate the Issur Daraisa of Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Osecha. Maybe. He said he wasn't sure, but there is a Rambam. There is a Rambam in Shabbos, Chaf Dalet Zayin, right, on this topic. The Rambam, where he quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, it's a mysterious Rambam, mysterious line. The Rambam says, Chaf Dalet Ein Onshin B'Shabbos, Aval Pi Sheha Onesh Mitzvah Saseh Ein Adocha Shabbos. Right, that's the Rambam. Even though it's Mitzvah Saseh, it's Adocha. Ketzad, Hari Deschayim, Ebezid Malkus, O Misa, Ebezid, if you're Chayim Malkus or Misa, Ein Malkin, Oso, Ben Mimitzvah, Oso B'Shabbos. Shenemar, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Osecha B'yah B'Shabbos. Zu Ashar LeBezdin Shelo Yisrafu B'Shabbos Mishin Eschayev Sreifa V'hu Adin L'Shar Onshin. V'hu Adin L'Shar Onshin. What does that mean? So Lo Savaru Eish, Rambam says, Sreifa or any other Onesh. Is he just talking about the other Mises Bezdin and Malkus that he was just talking about? Or is he including something more? Maybe even including, he just mentioned beforehand, you know, the other examples. Maybe he's including Knossos. Okay, that's a question. We continue. V'lo mikadshin, the Mishnah said, kiddushin, right, can't happen on Shabbos or Yontif. We mentioned in the last year, the different, hints to the Rambam Rush Machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or not. Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, also Adam La'aris Isha Be'erev Shabbos. You can't be Ma'aris, right, Eris and Kiddushin, say, even on Erev Shabbos, not just on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, why not? No, it means you can't make the big engagement party, not engagement, Erison party, right? You can't make the Erison party on Friday because you're allowed to be Koveya Sudas Keva on Friday. The Erison itself is fine. That's a Kenyan. It can be done on Friday. But, the problem is to make the Suudas Erison, making a big meal that's, the Zman is not Kavua for Friday on Friday. Right? There's a scary story in Bavli, in Gittin, Laman Ches, about a family that used to be Koveya, big meals on Friday afternoon and didn't work out so well for the family. But, so the Erison itself though is mutter. Shmuel Amar Afilu B'Tisha B'Av Ya'ares. Shmuel says, even on Tisha B'Av you could do Kiddushin. Why? Because, you know, what's gonna be, if you don't get her, then somebody else is gonna go out with her and try to marry her. Right? And this is the big sugya of Basheretz. Right? This is also in Moikatim Daf Yud Ches, but the Gemara comes up here also. Bichla Bechalfa Shitas in the Shmuel. There's a stira in Shmuel. Tamanu Omer. Over there, it says, that's care and is Meshadech. Moshe Yechidim Baisa Hashem takes Yechidim, and he's the one that, you know, remember 40 days before the Yitzira Savlad, the Baskel goes out, Bas Ploni Laploni, right? Moshe Yechidim Baisa B'moznayim Lalos Hema Mehevel Yachad. When they're Hevel, when they're even nothing, when they're not born yet, Yachad, he puts them all together. So don't we have all these sources that say that Hashem is Meshadech Shiduchim even before they're born? Vachlo Barachid, what does Shmuel say here? Oh, quickly, you better do it or else somebody else is going to marry her. What do you mean Hashem already decided? So the answer is, and this is also quoted in the Bavli, Daf Yud Ches, Sholei Kadmenu Acher B'Tfilah. Wow. But still, what do you mean somebody else might get her? In Tfilah. In Tfilah, what does that mean? We have the power to change a gzera with the power of our prayer. The Ritva has one line there, Moikata Yud Ches, Sha'azuchus mevatel ha'gzera v'ha'kochav she'bishas ha'molad. That we, if we daven hard enough, so this is a huge topic relating to, Bashert and, Hashgacha. The Rambam says clearly, the Rambam in, as you would have thought, in the eighth parak of Shmona Prakim, he says, Chas v'shalom, that something is not in your control. Everything is in your control, the Rambam says. And, harbe pamim yitu bo b'nei adam. People think that there's things out of their bechira, like zivug plonio mamon b'yado. No, built Yemes. The Rambam says you got to know how to understand these chazals. But obviously, if getting married is a mitzvah, if stealing is an avera, then how could you say that it's muchrach already? Hashem decided whose money is going to be where. So how could there be an isser? So if I steal it, I was meant to have it, right? Because and if I marry this woman, right? How could you say it's a mitzvah? If this was destiny, then it can't be a mitzvah, right? A mitzvah presupposes bechira chafshus. So the Rambam says, anything related to a mitzvah Naveira has to be, in my control. Okay, but there's a lot here, but this is, the Rambam. This is Shemi Kadmenu Acher Birachamim. Okay, we'll have to stop there, Be'ezras Hashem.